this, I'll promise you.
Hey, thank
okay,
you for holding. This is Kyle.
Nope. Yes, oh. It is.
Sorry, I think she sent you over to me. I think you were you might have been in the middle of a sentence. I apologize. You want to go ahead?
All good. Go for it.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I heard you start, and I'm like, uh-oh. All right,
yeah. I didn't realize she was quite sending me over, but it's all good. Oh. I'm ready to hear
okay.
What you got.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, before we get into the weeds of things, you know, how's your Wednesday going so far? Are you guys doing all right?
Yeah, it is going great. Can't complain. How about you?
Yeah, no, good. I appreciate you asking, but yeah, I mean, it's hump day, you know, it's, right in the middle of the week. We're getting closer to the weekend. So anytime we're getting closer to the weekend, I'm always excited. So I appreciate you asking. All right. And I know you were speaking with Maria. She does a great job of going over the program, and she did send you over to me so I can help you out with some pricing. I'm actually looking into that right now to see what we can approve here for you. But before I get into the pricing, I mean, do you got any questions or concerns about the actual, like, program or, you know, what we could do to bring you more business, anything like that?
I still have a full-time job as a project manager. Then I started a side business.
Okay.
So it is very, very early for me. So, like,
sure.
Obviously cost, I'm trying to keep all my costs down minimal because, like, I'm only doing a couple side projects here and there.
Got it.
So, yeah, so that's kind of the goal. So I'm not sure if this is a fit or not based on the price for me being so new.
Mm-hmm.
With all that. So that's kind of my concern.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, we've been in the industry for 19 years, and we've been a premier channel partner for Google for 19. So we have plans that range from where you're currently at right now, where you're kind of living the American dream, right? You're working for somebody, but also doing this on the side, and hopefully, and I'm assuming, Kyle, are you looking to eventually, like, transition into being 100% business owner, or are you just happy just kind of keeping this as a side job? Like, what are your goals there?
You know, I'm a very realistic person. Could just end up being a side thing, or I'm open up to the opportunity if the business is there to potentially making the leap, but you know, just trying to be realistic with the first couple of years.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. And that makes sense. And it's not very common. We have an opportunity like this where we run into a business owner that is, you know, kind of doing this on the side, but also has a full-time job, because the reason we're calling you now is because there's a position on the first page that we can put you guys on, right? And we're really just calling through the area. And once we work with one company, we cannot and will not work with anybody else's competitors. So we won't work with your competitors that do any type of construction either. So it's basically first come, first serve. So for you, we do have a plan where it at least gives you the best shot possible in understanding whether this is going to work for you or not, right? And what I mean by that is, you know, probably the biggest leap of faith you're going to have is you have a secure job that you get paid by the hour or consistently, and then moving into a business owner, you know, it's kind of up in the air. You only get paid when you work, right? So most people get scared of the jump because, you know, what if they don't have enough work? But if they don't have enough work, then they can't pay their bills, right? So the program that we actually have here, which I want to put you on, I am going to apply some discounts here for you as well to help you out. I know you've only been in business for about a year now, so, or at least up to a year. So yeah, you're brand new. You know, the hardest part about being a business owner is obviously going to be the first 2 years. You know, it's typically going to be the most difficult. So we definitely want to ease that for you. So as I'm going through this, I'll get you the pricing, and then what I'll do is I'll explain to you exactly what comes with it and why we feel it's going to be the best option for you, especially if you're already working somewhere, to at least give your business the best chance possible of being successful, right? So when it comes to the pricing, it's pretty straightforward. There's no contracts. You can cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. All right. We're a performance-based business. Marketing is marketing. I'm sure you understand how marketing works. You know, you pay somebody money, you expect money back in return, right? And what we do is that because we get to list your company directly on the first page of Google, we can cover that 10 to 50 mile radius. And once we put you on there, what happens is that you're going to start receiving phone calls from people that are in your area looking for work, right? Now, the benefit about that is because it's all month to month and it's a flat rate, you know, you can receive 100, 200, 300 calls and you get to cherry pick your jobs, right? So if you only want to do them on the weekend, if you want to do them on the weekday, or if you want to market yourself for like really big jobs, or if you really just want to start off by marketing yourself for really small jobs, you're going to have that opportunity here. So you get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases that you're going to be found on the first page of Google for, right? Now the pricing for something like that, you know what I mean? So the pricing for something like that, to be fair, it is typically like $499 a month in order for us to do all that type of marketing for you. But because you're brand new in business, we are able to apply some new in business credits for you, and we're able to basically cut that in half. So today, you're basically would be looking at only $249 a month. That's it. So $249 a month. Really what you're getting is an opportunity for your business to get in front of as many people as possible and see if this is going to be something that's going to work for you, right? We know, obviously, and I'm sure you're pretty aware of how Google works, right? I mean, it's the number one search engine on the planet. Anytime you go to look for something, you know, where exactly do you go, right? You go onto Google. You know, even the other companies that you get, I saw that you were with like Home Advisors, right? Are you still like with them, or are you just, did you just sign up?
No, I'm actually not with them anymore.
Oh, okay.
I signed up with Angie Leads, but I've kind of been busy with my full-time job and other things, and I paid for a couple of leads, but honestly, I haven't even had time to... Like I'm not, you know, pursuing any of that. So that's kind of my dilemma, right? Is, you know, that's why I'm not sure if this is, I don't know if this is something for me right now, or I should wait till I free up. I know like you might sign somebody else up, so I might miss it, but, so what all does it get me? So it gets me, so I don't even have a website. Like that's how new I am.
I see that. Yeah.
That's next on my list. Actually, I've got a lot of things done, but that is next on my list. So like, you know, so I don't really know if that would make sense. Like, oh, sweet. My name is on the front page of Google, but I have no website to go to.
Yeah, you got no website. No, trust me. Like I said, we've been doing this 19 years. Personally, I've been doing this for about 10. I've been in the industry. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Right. And what I'll tell you is this. Yes, it's not very common we run into businesses that have this opportunity for what we're going to offer you now. I'm going to go through the rest of what's included in the $249 as well. And you know, you're right, you know, it is first come first serve. So like as soon as we hang up, we're just calling basically construction workers in your area to give them that opportunity. I think the last time we had availability in this area and it just opened up today was 2 years or 3 months ago. So we're not telling you that it's never, you know, going to be an opportunity. Maybe in the next year, two or three, that might be a possibility. But as far as today, what I will tell you is this is what it includes. Okay. It includes everything I just mentioned to you via Google, right? First page of Google, 15 keywords. You let us know what jobs you want, and then we'll make sure that we'll market you for those jobs. We'll also get you submitted to the top five directory. So we do Google, obviously, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. We handle all of your content creation for you. But we also will do a website for you. So what we do is that we do understand that, obviously, with new businesses, you know, you kind of, especially for you, I mean, you're working a full-time job and also doing this on the side, so time is pretty valuable for you, right? And, you know, trying to figure out how to build a website, where you're going to go to build a website, and then once you do build a website, how are people going to see it? You got to pay for marketing anyway, unless you're going to spend hours a day every day trying to market it yourself. And that's really why people fail, is because they're trying to juggle so many things all at once, and, you know, really what you should be focusing on is just the work. So what we do is that we'll actually build a website for you. We'll build it, manage it, maintain it for you. We make all the changes, edits, and updates for you. Obviously, you'll have creative input, so you can let us know exactly what you want it to look like. If you have examples of websites that you might have seen before from competitors, we can take that, and then we can kind of copy and mimic some of the things that they have on there as well. What we do is that once we build that website, it only takes us 7 to 14 days to do so. But once we built the website, what we'll do is that we'll go ahead and connect it to your Google Business Profile, which resolves the issue that you just mentioned, right? Because you're right, you know. You know, not a lot of times people need to see a website, but it also is going to help you that once you are on the first page, once you start getting all that traffic, you know, some customers and clients, they want to see what you got, right? And we can, you know, I don't know if you have any pictures so far. If you don't, we can use like generic ones. But once you start capturing some pictures even, all you got to do is send it to our team, and then we'll just upload some of the work that you've done before in the past, or some of the recent stuff that you've done onto your website, so people can, you know, at least be able to see it. And that'd be another avenue. And we also handle all the marketing for you as well. And then the last thing that we'll do for you is actually Facebook advertisements, which is really important for somebody like yourself that's within the first 2 years, because, you know, let's be honest, you know, you're doing construction, but, you know, you're battling people that's been doing this for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, all in your area, right? You're out there in Renton, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So you got a lot of people that are already been doing this, so they're well ahead of you. So what we have to do and what you have to do is you got to try to get as many eyeballs to your business as possible. So what we do is that, did you create a Facebook business page yet, or is that one of the things that you just haven't gotten around to?
No, I have not done that.
Okay. That's totally fine. So you're going to be the owner of it. So we just need you to create one. So if you sign up with us today, what happens is that we'll schedule an interview with you. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes, depending on your question or concerns. And they'll like dive into the weeds of things and get everything set up and ready to go for you. But one of those things is, as long as you're able to, it takes like 2 minutes. As long as you can at least create a Facebook business page so that you're the owner, then we'll take over from there. And what we'll do is that we'll optimize your Facebook page, and in the same way that we market your business on Google is the exact same way we market your business on Facebook. The only difference between the two is that they'll start off with Google. You know, say they make a search for some type of construction. Let's say bathroom remodel near me. You know, your business pops up. You know, let's say they don't make a decision. When they go back to their Facebook page, they're going to start seeing your business's advertisement within that 50-mile radius. So anybody within 50 miles, they're going to start seeing, as long as they've at least talked about it or at least searched it, they're going to say, hey, I saw you were looking for a bathroom remodeler, as an example. Well, we have, you know, company A that does A, B, and C. It gives you an option to click to call. They can call you directly. They can visit your website, or they can visit your Google business profile, right? So we cover all the bases for you, and what we do is that we at least give your business an opportunity where if you're paying the $249 a month every month, then you want to obviously make sure that you see that investment. And then when you get those calls, you got to remember it's an unlimited call service. So no matter how many calls you get, whether you can or can't do them, that will at least let you know, hey, this is a pretty good market here. I mean, this might be something worthwhile. And then that's when business owners take the jump. Right? They say, hey, look, there's plenty of fish out there in the sea. You know, maybe I don't need my permanent job, you know, my hourly job anymore. You know, now that you become a business owner, and then that's how they start their career off. So I think you're doing it the smart way, having a full-time job and then kind of doing this on the side, kind of dip your foot in there, test the waters a little bit. But to be honest with you, having an opportunity to be on Google, having us build a website, and then also for the Facebook marketing as well, it's not a very common thing to come across. And obviously we're happy to do that and help you out. So, do you have any questions or concerns about what we went through so far, or is there anything you might want me to elaborate on here, Kyle?
Let's see. Well, I will say you are an excellent salesman.
I don't like to be called that, but you know, it's just.
Oh, really?
I'm
excited in a positive way.
No. I took it as a positive thing. It's just sometimes, you know how, sales has a negative connotation. Like, I don't like to sell things. It's you have a business, okay? How do we help your business? Well, here's the avenues that's going to help your business. Now, if you like it, then great. If not, then we just kind of, you know, move on to the next business that does. But, you know, I do appreciate that. But it's definitely, it's for you, right? It's to make sure that this is a good opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, that you have, and it's all month to month, right? There's no contracts. It's not like we got to lock you in to, you know, a year contract. You got to pay thousands and thousands of dollars before you realize this is probably not something that you're going to do. We got you on a pretty good discount for that $249, and for that website, there's normally a $299 setup fee to at least build it and set it up, because the website's valued at like $2,500. I completely waived that for you. So quite literally right out the door for everything I mentioned, is just the $249, and that's because of your situation.
Okay, so it would be $249 a month, including the website, and then it would just be monthly. So,
yep.
What happens in this scenario? What if I go with you guys for like, you know, for a few months, half a year,
okay,
whatever. And then
okay,
for whatever reason, I want, you know, you said it's monthly.
Yep.
So let's just say a year. I go with
okay,
you a year, and for whatever reason,
sure,
after a year, I'm like, oh, let's dial this back or whatever. Do you guys own my website? Like, how does that work?
No, that's a great question. So the way that that works is if, let's say you're with us for a, let's say a year, and let's say you want to cancel, right? And you just want to move on to another business. That's totally fine. You'll have a couple of options. If you want us to maintain the website, make all the changes, edits and updates for you, if you want us to do everything for you and market the website, just not do anything else, then you can pay us monthly for specifically that website, and then we'll handle everything else for you. Let's say that's not even an option, then all you need to do is you just get in contact with whoever builds websites or whatever other company. There's thousands of them that are out there that you want your website to be hosted by. And then all you do is that they can either recreate the website for you, they can rebuild the website for you. You get to take your domain name with you, so that domain name that we create for you, that's yours, so you can have that. And then they can copy the HTML file and upload it to them. They'll tell you all the options that you're going to have as far as your website goes. So that would be, there's plenty of options for you. So that'd be 100% up to you as to what you would like. But we don't just like leave you high and dry, delete, cancel, and keep everything and say, hey, good luck, you know?
Okay.
Which people do.
How that works. Man, well, I'm not typically the kind of guy that makes decisions on the spot, so I'm not really sure what to tell you. It all sounds very interesting, very good. You know, part of me just feels kind of weird because I've already, you know, Angie's leads, I already pay hundreds a month on that, and I haven't even used that. So part
right,
of me feels like throwing money at another, even that your guys, you know, even that I do like the sound and
yeah,
the
yeah,
setup
yeah,
of your guys' things better, me throwing more money at stuff when I'm already so busy, I don't know if that makes logical sense to myself, but
well, let's look at it this way.
Google, all that
mm-hmm,
stuff is very interesting.
Well, let's look at it this way, right? Since you brought Angie's up, let's look at what you're doing with Angie's versus what we're going to do, right? Angie's is good in a situation where you don't want to become a business owner ever and you just want to do this part-time for the rest of your life. Angie's is always happy to take your money. It's a pay-by-lead service. They're not going anywhere. You can do that today, tomorrow, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, right? When it comes to Google and the opportunity here, that's not something that you can just do. You can't just end up on the first page of Google just because you want to. What we do here is all part of your business. Angie's, you have to go through Angie's. Even if you get reviews, like I see you have one review on Angie's, it's on Angie's, right? And Angie's takes your leads, and then they'll just resell them to like six or seven other business owners that are construction workers that Angie's has under them. What we do is different. Even if you're with us for, let's say, 2 or 3 months, right? And let's say you're like, hey, I'm getting a ton of work. This is not something I want. Let's say you cancel us right then and there. We've still created a Google business profile for you. We've still got you approved through Google. We still had your business ranking on the first page of Google. All of those reviews
yeah,
that you receive in the couple of months are on your business. It's your Google business profile. So if you got 20 reviews,
yeah,
they're yours. You own them. If you get them through Angie's, it's only through Angie's. Let's say Angie's decides to delete your
yeah,
account because they own it. Well, there goes your reviews, right? You can never leave them at that case,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's the same
yeah,
thing for your
that's
Facebook.
That's why I like your guys' things better for sure, because
right,
I kind of realized that. I was like, well, shit, those reviews would just be on Angie, so that's why I kind of
thought,
like, huh, maybe I shouldn't even ask for more reviews, because I don't know if that's...
No, and you're
up,
smart.
So
yeah, you're smart from doing
that.
Yeah, because we get people that have, like, they'll have, like, 30 reviews on Angie's, and they cancel them. They're like, yeah, they're all gone. And we help them even in that case, because we'll send them, like, an email. And they send that email to their customers and clients to help like re-engage the reviews that they were getting, except this time it's going to be for their own business on their Google business profile, right? So like even if you use us just to at least do that portion of it, and we even have a pause feature here too. So let's say the hardest part is about getting your foot in the door. But once your foot is in the door, Kyle, then what happens is, let's say 2-3 months down the road, you're getting a ton of business and you just can't, it's a little overwhelming. Pause. All you have to do is call us and tell us, hey, we're getting too many calls. Can you guys pause the listing? We'll pause the listing for you. We won't charge you the $249. And let's say in a couple of months, once you're caught up with your work, you just call us back. We flip the switch. We start doing your marketing all over again. And you can do that multiple times a year, every year. So we even have business owners that do that. They'll call us, you know, they'll enroll with our company. And then only on their slow months is when they'll use us. And then on their busy months, they just pause it. So that way they at least know they have a company that's going to get them their business. And they don't have to do it all year long. They can just do it during the slow times.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I do like that pause feature for sure, especially being so new here. So question for you, because, you know, I don't want to waste your time either, but the pause feature does, would it make sense for me to sign on, but, like, I know that I'll be, you know, I'll pause more than probably a bunch of your other clients. Is that a problem to you guys? Because I know, you know, you guys want that. I just, would that be, like, super annoying? Like, oh, you signed up, but you've been paused for a long time. Like, what the heck?
No. So, like, we obviously don't want you paused for a year, because that's just a missed opportunity for other business owners in your area to be on the first page of Google, right? So, like, you can't pause, like, once a year. You know, you pause it today, and then, like, 2 years from now, you call us, like, hey, can you start it back up, right? But you can pause multiple times a year, every year. That's perfectly fine. That's actually built into your agreement here with us. So we actually expect clients to do that. Now, don't get me wrong. We got people that are, you know, they're making $1 million a year, and they got these things pumping month in, month out, right? But they also have a team of guys, right? They got like 50 people working for them. So all that marketing kind of makes sense for them. But for you, the only thing that we request is that you can't pause within the first 2 months. So month one, mainly because we put about 100 hours into your account, and we have to set everything up for you. So we have to get you PIN verified on Google. We have to make sure that everything is legitimate. We got to make sure that you guys are ranking on the first page. So for that first 30 days with the website and also for your Facebook page, there's a lot of time that goes into it. Then that second month, once you start getting the majority of your calls, after that, you're free to pause whenever you want.
Okay. Gotcha. Let's see. So you said it's $249 a month?
That's it. Just $249 a month, right out the door. There's no tax. There's not even a dollar more than that.
Oh, God. Man. I mean, it does sound like a pretty good deal, not gonna lie. With the website and everything.
It genuinely is. I mean, like I said, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I've actually, you ever heard of GoDaddy?
Yeah.
The website company? Okay, so I was with GoDaddy for about 4 or 5 years, and the reason I left them to come here is because, you know, at GoDaddy, they would nickel and dime you for everything. They would charge for the hosting package, monthly or yearly. They would charge for setting up a website. They would charge for any addition to your website. They would charge for technicians to have to go in there and fix issues that they would cause. You would have to pay for security on your website. And I'm like, this is all stuff that clients are paying for. And we didn't even get into the marketing side of things. You know, we were charging $1,000 to $1,500 a month every month just to market their website that they're already paying thousands of dollars for. And I'm like, this is kind of ridiculous. So when I found this company, they're a legitimate, you know, premier channel for Google. They've been doing it for 19 years. Well, at that time it was 19, but you know, it kind of makes sense as to, you know, you don't have to pay a lot of money for marketing. It's just really working with the right company. You know, as long as you work with the right company, it starts to make sense.
Yeah. What's your company called again?
It's Local as in the area, and it's Splash, like a splash of water. We're in Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so like even if you, oddly enough, if you Google us, right, so you'll obviously see that we pop up like I think we're at 4.3 stars, 930, or about 1,000 reviews on Google.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Well, so for the first 2 months, you would have to go, and then is the pause feature like, what if I pause for like 2 months after that? Is that a, or what are the rules?
Perfectly fine. Yeah, like three, four months is typically what's average for our company. So let's say you pause it for 3 or 4 months. That's totally fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yep. But then that keeps you on retainer with us, and you don't lose that positioning, right? So that's really the biggest, you know. So.
And is a pause just no marketing or no website maintenance, or is it just like nothing for 4 months, but like the website stays up, but just no.
Just no marketing. Yeah, exactly. Just no marketing. So yeah. So like picture you being on the first page, right? Because you're paying for it. And then let's say you pause. The reason you pause is because you're too overwhelmed with work, which means that we stop the marketing, which means that over time, naturally, within like a week or two, you'll probably lower yourself off of the first page, end up on the second page and third page. You know, you'll probably hover around there. So you'll still get calls for Google. We don't shut anything down. You're just not on the front page, right? So, and then that obviously slows your calls down. That's the whole point. And then once you're ready, it starts to, you feel like you're like maybe like a week behind and you're getting ready to kind of like revamp it again, just call us. We'll turn it back on. And then because you already had that positioning, we'll just get you right back on the first page and, you know, the rest is history. And you rinse and repeat that a couple times a year.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Let's see. Yeah, I think I'll just, I'll give it a go.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll love it here. You'll notice within the first 30 days, to be completely honest with you, that how we do like a white glove service for you and the full service that we do for your actual business, right? Not like you're getting anything through us.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes a no-brainer, Kyle. So let me get a couple of things here. I know I talked a big game, but I want to at least get it in writing. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails and things like that as we're going through this. So, your first name, obviously, I have Kyle, right? Is that your legal name, or is that short for something? Or
yes.
Okay. Nope. Perfect.
Yeah.
And that's Kyle.
Correct.
Okay. And your last name?
Perotti. That is Perotti.
Okay. So I haven't said your business name because I was scared to butcher the name,
yeah.
But thank you for
Perotti.
Okay, so Perotti Construction LLC. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So and is that, what is that, Italian?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Thought so. All right. And what's a good email address for you?
It's just perotticonstruction@gmail.com.
All right. And the phone number clients are going to reach you, 425-736-2960?
Correct.
All right. And you guys are out there in Washington, right? So a specific time zone. All right. Now the business address, and you can let me know if this is your home address, but we got it as 1207 North Landing Way, number 1145, in Renton, Washington, 98057. Is that right?
Yes. So that is my, so that is my business address. Because to open up the business, I had to do something besides a PO box.
Yes. Yes.
Technically, kind of, it is like a PO box, but it's different, and it worked for my business address. So yes,
okay.
That is a business address, but it's not a physical address, but it worked for my license.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Because Google is the exact same way. So Google doesn't, you can't do a PO box for, you know, legal reasons. We got to make sure you have a actual address. So yeah, as long as it worked for that. So I'll put that down. We can also hide it. It's up to you. We can have it listed on Google where it shows the address, or we can hide it from your customers. So do you want us to hide it, or do you want us to kind of keep it?
I would probably say hide it, because that address, honestly, is like, I could have stuff shipped there, but there's no real significance to that address.
There's no, okay. Got it. That's no problem at all. And then your legal business name is Perotti Construction LLC, right? Or is it just Perotti Construction?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the LLC in there.
All right, perfect. Now, the fun part here is so if you can remember, you can choose 15 keywords or phrases, you can be as vague as possible, because what our team does is that they'll look at all the high-paying traffic keywords, and then we'll market you for those. But you get to choose either commercial, you can choose residential, you can choose big jobs, you can choose really small jobs. It's really whatever you want people to call you for. So if you want to start small and work your way up, we can do that too. So like, what keywords do you want to be found for? Like bathroom remodeling?
So I'll say some, but I usually like to think really hard about, you know, decisions before I make it.
Oh.
I would say residential.
Okay.
I would say residential, you know, small projects, medium projects, you know, like, I want to start out with smaller, medium-sized projects.
Yep.
Like a bath remodel, basement remodel. Let's see.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what,
Well, let's do this, because you've already told me that you want to think about them. It is not of grave importance right now. I'll get whatever comes to the top of your head, but remember, we'll schedule an interview that it's a phone call that our team will do today, or tomorrow. I don't know what your schedule looks like, but they'll call you and they'll do like that 30-minute interview with you. And then at that time, you can really get into the weeds of things. So if you want to schedule it like tomorrow, gives you like 24 hours to kind of think about it. We can do that. If you want to do it later today, we could do that too. So is that fair?
Yeah. That is fair. Tomorrow would work great.
Okay.
Probably after, I mean, yeah, anytime after lunch sometime tomorrow, you know, tomorrow between 12:30 to 3:30, whenever time works for you, it could be free.
Okay. I'm going to, once we get the listing closed, it'll pull up a calendar for me. And then, yes, we'll take a look. So anything basically after lunch tomorrow, like anything afternoon, noonish?
Yeah.
Okay. And we are building a website for you, and we're going to set up, and you're going to set up a Facebook business page for us, right? So that we can do the Facebook marketing on there too?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now the target area, so we can cover that 10 to 50 miles. I know you were kind of broad. Do you want us to max it out at the 50? Do you want to do a little bit shorter? Like what's the mileage? And then is the area code of 98057, is that a good area for you as well?
Let's see. I guess we could change the, I'm trying to think, what is that? Hold on, let's change the zip code, but I would like to stay close just because that'd be way easier for me to do those projects. Change the zip code to 98038. It's actually a Kent address. So 98031.
98031, perfect.
Do like 15 miles.
15?
I mean, yeah, what would you recommend, like 15 or 20, or I kind of want to just...
So I'll be honest with you. This one is up to you. If you're looking, and it sounds like probably the 15 to 20 would be perfect for you. It's really about what you want to drive. Because when you get a call, you're going to get a call from people in that area. If you don't want to drive too far, then keep it close. Some people choose like the 15 to 20 miles. If people don't care about distance and they're like, I just need as much work as possible, we just max them out at the 50. So you could change this as well.
Gotcha. I guess just do, like 20.
20. Okay. That's perfect. Yeah. So give it a couple of months. You know, if you're like, you know, hey, I'm getting a ton of calls and it's good at that 20, keep it. Or you could say, hey, let's max this out and we'll just bump it up to the 50. So it's no problem.
Yeah. Oh, and side note for you, my business debit and credit card that I have for Brody Construction is at home with me. So I can't do the payment right now.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad you said that. Yeah. So in order to stop the calls and close the listing, yeah, we would have to, pay for the listing. But are you on your way home or?
I'm on my way to, I started with computer work. I'm on my way to the job site. I'll be back home probably around 2 o'clock today. So that's not really ideal for you or me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about the ideal for us. It's just making sure that, you know, we can do this. Let me think. So the business card is at home. I mean, do you have a temporary card that you're able to use as at least for right now? So that way the first month will at least be covered.
Yeah.
We'll be all set. And then we can just switch it to your business card. I don't want to put you in a predicament, but, you know, would that be okay?
Yeah, we could do that. It's all
okay.
I mean, yeah. It's all kind of, you know, it's all my money, so it's whether it goes into business or not.
Hey, you know, you say that, but I don't know if you have a wife, and you know what I mean? So sometimes they're like, yeah, I got to use my wife's card. And I'm like, what's you there?
No, I'm single and 30 years old, and yeah, no, it's all mine.
those are so far good signs of a business owner. Single, 30, you're still young, you know, so you could dedicate that time to your craft, and then, you know, a girl will fall in there somewhere, so.
Yep.
All right, so, okay, that's no problem. All right, so let's do that then. I'll let the team know that we'll be switching that card to your actual business card. This is a tax write-off. I'm going to send everything to you via email. So because it's a tax write-off, the email will have your receipt, so you can save that, or, you know, however you typically save your business transactions, just make sure you do, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, the card that you are going to use, I'm going to read you off a voice verification, and then I'll process it, but I'll get the card now at least. The address that you have, is it the same? Is it the 1207 North Landing Way, or is it different for that card?
I mean, yeah, it's different for sure for this card because it's not the business one.
Mm-hmm.
What address would this card be on? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I have several cards, and I move a lot.
Sound like me.
What address? I think this is... Sorry, yeah, and driving right now, it does not make this easy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, take your time. There's a couple things I have to do here, so...
Do you need the address or the zip code?
We would need the address. So if you have like a address that you want us to try, it'll yell at us if it's not the correct one, and then obviously make sure the zip code is good too.
Okay. Let me try. Okay, address.
Mm-hmm.
Try 23707 Southeast 221st Street, Maple Valley, Washington.
And is it?
Zip code 98038.
98038, you said, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So let me read that back. So 23707 Southeast 20021 Street in Maple Valley, Washington. Nope.
I'm not, it was a 221st Street.
220, okay, so... The 23707 Southeast. 221st. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. What did I write? I wrote literally 200. That's crazy. All right. So 221st Street is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we got 23707 Southeast, 221 Street in Maple Valley. And that is Washington 98038.
Yes.
Okay. And whenever you're ready, we'll do the card number expiration and then 3 digits on the back once you're in a good location.
Yeah, I'm good. going to give it a go here. 40-37.
Okay.
84-01.
18-98.
11-80. All right. Expiration is 12-25.
Okay.
And the code is 325.
Okay. So 325. And is this a Master Visa Discover? I'm assuming Visa?
Visa.
Visa. Okay, perfect. Okay, so nothing else for you to read. So I'm going to actually do all the reading moving forward, and I'm going to read you off that voice verification. It's basically just to reiterate everything that we talked about. We do got you on some pretty good discounts, so I definitely want to make sure that I lock that in. So it's going to be locked in for the remainder. It's not like an introductory price or anything like that. It'll literally just be that $249. I'm going to go over all that with you now then, okay?
Cool.
All right, perfect. So here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Parati Construction, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Kyle Parati, and I am the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
All right. And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes, I'm the only user on the account.
Perfect. Okay. All right, awesome. Now, we're going to want to make sure we get the results as fast as possible. So what we're going to do is I'm going to send you a text message. And remember, you're also going to get an email as well. You don't have to read any of that stuff now. You could do that whenever you're stopped, obviously. But you'll have our main headquarter phone number. It's going to be an 877 number. It's the exact number we're going to call you from. It's the number that I'm going to call you from. And it's going to be the number that we basically communicate. So anytime we call you, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. Kind of just to move this needle forward a little bit here for you, make sure we're getting everything that we need for Google. And if you're part of, you know, if you're doing a job or something like that and you're busy, totally fine. Just give us a call whenever, obviously, you can, and then we'll basically take it from there. So your initial payment, that'd be today. That'd be 3/6 of 24 and the amount of only $249. And then every month after that is going to be the 6th of every month. So April 6th, May 6th, so on and so forth, in the exact amount of only $249, okay? So as I stated to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact us at the exact same number that we always call you from, the same 877 number. Just talk to a live representative. I'll send you my personal email, and I'll send you my personal extension. You can call me directly. Kyle, I know, you know, a lot of times you talk to a sales agent and, you know, they, you know, kind of just, you know, offer you a product and then that's it. You never hear from them again. But with me, you can text me, you can email me, you can call me, whatever you need. And it will make sure it gets you taken care of. And then just remember that pause feature. So as long as you give us a call, let us know that you're pausing your listing. We'll be happy to do so. Okay. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. I understand and agree.
Perfect. Okay. So let's see if this address is going to work. It's just processing now. And like I said, if this does go through, then you'll get an email. You'll get some text messages. Don't have to read them right now. But if this does go through, then we'll be able to at least schedule. And it did. Yeah. So you were right on the address. There's a ton of numbers there, but.
Yeah. Cool. I was actually at US Bank yesterday, and I'm pretty sure that was the address that they said was on the file, so.
Ah, what are the chances of that, right? So, that's funny. Okay, so you said tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow, I think any time between, yeah, like 12:30 and, I don't know, like 3, if you give me a, like, when can you put it on your schedule between then or whoever?
We can do 1 p.m. your time. So, well, it's actually our time too, but 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, cool. All right, so I got that. So that'd be 1 o'clock. tomorrow. I'm going to lock you in. So you've already received an email for your receipt. You've already received an email for, it's kind of like a welcome to Local Splash. You already should have received a text message as well that says welcome to Local Splash. You don't have to, there's terms and conditions that'll be there as well. You're good to go. You're green on our side, so no stress. Whenever you talk to them tomorrow, if you want to sign up, you could sign it at that time as well. I know you said you're driving, so I want you to at least be able to read through it. And then we will add you on here, and you're going to get one more email that's locking you in tomorrow at 1 p.m. for that phone call. So like I said, that phone call is going to dive into the weeds of things for your Google, for the website, and also for your Facebook business page. So some things to keep in mind. One, just think about some things that you want for your website. Think about maybe some competitors' websites. You don't got to get too crazy, but, you know, if you have some of that information to provide to our team, that would be perfect. When it comes to the Facebook page, just make sure that we're going to make sure you create it because you're the owner of it, right? And then we'll just take over from there. And then when it comes to the keywords, you get to choose 15. You can be generic. You can do small jobs, big jobs. You just let us know exactly what you want. And then that's what we're going to market your business on for the first page then, okay?
Perfect.
All right. We are all set, Kyle. Do you have any questions or concerns for me, or is there anything else that I can maybe do for you today?
I forget your name. Could you remind me?
Oh, my goodness. I know we spent, what, 30 minutes on the phone, and, you know, that's it. I'm canceling it.
Yeah.
So. Joey. It's Joey, like a baby kangaroo, Joey. So.
Okay, Joey, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Right.
Yeah.
On.
I'll send you a text message that has my it'll have my name on there. It'll have our phone number.
Perfect.
With my extension, and then it'll also have my email as well. The number I text you from, you can always text back. So if you ever, you know, shot me a quick question for a text message, let's say you're busy, it does. I have like a little system here. It does pull it up for me, and I can text you back. So even if you wanted to do that, we can exchange that way as well. Then okay.
Okay, cool. Well, anything else I need for the interview thing tomorrow?
You know, honestly, no. It's a white glove service. I mean, they're really going to dive into the weeds of things for you, so they'll literally go over everything. There's really not much you even need to prepare for. I just like to tell you that because, you know, if you want to think about stuff and think about things specifically, I want to make sure that you at least have that time, and then when you meet them tomorrow at 1, you'll have plenty of time to go over everything with them, okay?
Perfect. Sounds great.
Cool. All right. Very exciting, Kyle. I thank you so much for your time, your patience. I do appreciate, you know, giving us that 1% trust. You know, we will earn that other 99% for sure. So, you know, like I said, anything you need, definitely give me a call. I know you said that you're driving, so definitely drive safe, and you have yourself a great rest of your morning.
Yeah. Awesome. I really appreciate it, Joey. Thank you.
Yeah. Not a problem, Kyle. Take care.
Okay. You too.